answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So as thousands of anti-government protesters are feared dead in Iran, the U.S. is sending military assets, including an aircraft carrier, the USS Abraham Lincoln, to the Middle East as President Trump weighs whether or not to carry out a strike. Aisha Hosni joins us from the White House with more. Aisha.
Hey, good morning to you, Brian. Well, you can certainly see here that all the chess pieces are moving around the globe, and we are learning from military sources that the U.S. is sending at least one aircraft carrier to that region right now. We don't know yet if it's going to be the USS Abraham Lincoln that's currently in the South China Sea, or if it's one of the two carriers that just left Norfolk or San Diego earlier this week. Meanwhile, Axios is reporting that the director of Israel's spy agency, Mossad, flew in today to the U.S. for talks with White House envoy Steve Witkoff about Iran, with Senator Lindsey Graham announcing that he is headed to Israel as he calls on the president to take action.
People are being slaughtered in the streets. If that's not a distraction, that's a moment where we need to act. The idea we're dealing with the most vicious regime on the planet, if you don't understand, this is the biggest moment for change since the fall of the Berlin Wall, you're missing a lot. This is a religious war.
It has been a religious war. It will continue to be that way. Everything the Ayatollah is running is based on his religion. And his religion is to destroy you, not to coexist, but to destroy you. On one hand, let them be, just let Iran go to hell. Unfortunately, there are a lot of young people that want to have freedom again. Many of them older now that had freedom, and they remember the way it was back before 1979, when the Ayatollah had his people take over our embassy, and everything changed on the world stage, and various powers and axes began to gather together. But right now, as Lindsey Graham was saying, this is a religious war, and these religious wars can go on for decades and generations, and they have. But the crucial point right now is in Iran, young people, I cannot stress to you enough, look around the young people we have in this nation. How many of them would be willing to go into the streets in Iran and fight and battle military, armed Revolutionary Guard that are firing live bullets? Now, I know a lot of them here in this country, they're out there protesting ICE, they're making a lot of noise, they're acting, they're very tough, they're very, very brave. They're not facing gunfire continuously from the ICE agents. Yes, there was a shooting of the one woman who was apparently directing her car at the agent. There was a shooting of two others who were trying to use their car to hit an agent, and he fired at them. They lived. Those incidents are few and far between, considering the amount of protest taking place in the streets. But what is happening in Iran is a life and death moment, not only for their nation and not only for the fight for freedom, but for these young people. I do not want U.S. boots on the ground. I will stress that again. But we can certainly add other opportunities to put an end to some of it, and I think we're in the process of doing it. In fact, I've got here a report in front of me. You heard her quoting in that Fox report, Axios is saying that we're going to be sending another ship in. Yes, we are. Not sure which one. But I've got another report, a conversation between Benjamin Netanyahu and President Trump regarding specifically Iran. And don't forget the two of them teamed up to go after Iran's nuclear facilities as they were once again trying to build a nuclear weapon. You cannot let a madman have a nuclear weapon. Am I on fire today? Damn right I am. this coming Monday would be Martin Luther King's birthday. I was considering taking it off, not just to be taking the day off, but we're not going to do it because too many things can happen in Iran over this weekend. Well, welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA, January 16, 2026. And reminding you, with Larry Connors, USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more knowledge than you have as we begin. I will promise you that. And also reminding you, if you use your cell phone, you can listen to us from anywhere. I mean anywhere. The FCC limits the length and the spread of our FM signals. We've got two great FM signals, 101.9, 94.1. But they only have a certain range that we're allowed to broadcast. But you download absolutely free. Go to your app store. Download on your phone News Talk STL, and you can listen to us wherever you are. And if you listen right now, you'd be hearing this program. If you listen to some other part of the day, you'll hear one of our other great programs with our numerous excellent hosts. And you can also pull up podcasts. And this program will go up as a podcast on Newstalk STL and also LarryConnorsUSA.com and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. If you simply search across the net, LarryConnorsUSA, boom, I'll be right there in front of you. In our next hour, we know, but it's being reclarified, just in case the lefties don't get it, this president is not going to bend to your will and your wishes. Not going to happen. We're going to get into that in more detail. And in the meantime, White House spokeswoman Carolyn Leavitt, she took a leftist reporter to the woodshed. I mean, this guy got humiliated. We'll have that story coming up a little bit later. And later in this hour, and I've already been getting some reports from some of you anxious to hear this story because we've been promoting it throughout the day. There was a time that a Russian submarine with a ballistic missile on board was lost about 400 miles from Hawaii. What happened to it? The story behind the story, that's coming up later in this hour. Now back to what we're dealing with in Iran. First of all, back to the Axios article I referred to. According to Axios, they're saying President Trump spoke with Netanyahu by phone again last evening discussing what's happening in Iran. That's their second call in 2 days. Trump continues to renew his options for a possible military strike and also trying to reach diplomatic negotiations with a regime that is rocked by upheaval. Who is in charge right now? Well, the Ayatollah would say he is, but he's nowhere to be officially found. He doesn't want to be found because once he's found, he's tagged. You're it. We'll drop a bomb right there. Now, during the call they had Wednesday, Netanyahu asked Trump to hold off on any military action, give Iran a little bit more lax attitude, and in the meantime, of course, give Israel more time to prepare for a potential Iranian revolution, a retaliation, I should say. So one of the reasons Trump decided to delay orders for the U.S. military to move forward was based on that call. And yet at the same time, Trump officials, military officials, our Secretary of War says all military action is still on the table if Iran continues killing protesters in the streets. The Israelis think that a delay they have now, that could end in the coming days. And by that, I mean before Monday. That's why we're going to be here for you Monday anyway. On Thursday, today, or yesterday actually, Russian President Putin spoke on the phone with both Netanyahu and the Iranian president, offered to mediate between the two, trying to keep it from escalating. Netanyahu, as you heard, sent the head of the Mossad spy agency to the U.S. for consultations on Iran. Now, this is a guy. This is a guy that has so much knowledge of what's going on in Israel and what Mossad can, will, and is capable of doing. Imagine the knowledge he's carrying around and sitting down with President Trump and his advisors. So what could happen and what is happening so far with Iran?
Well-placed official sources tell me U.S. military assets are preparing to move to the Middle East, likely to include at least one aircraft carrier and additional missile defense systems that will operate from air, land, and sea. Iranian state media posted tonight a message to President Trump. You hit, we hit.
The U.S. military had presented strike options for President Trump to consider, but could not guarantee the regime would be overthrown. The president reportedly wanted assurances that any military action would be swift, decisive, and not lead to a wider war in the Middle East. The U.S. military posture in the Middle East was not ready for a decisive strike. It had no aircraft carrier in the Middle East for the first time in years because the Pentagon ordered the USS Ford to the Caribbean. Just three destroyers and three littoral combat ships were in the Middle East as of Wednesday, half the number of U.S. warships currently stationed in the Caribbean near Venezuela. Any aircraft carrier would take 1 to 2 weeks to get to the Middle East. The U.S. also removed some of its anti-missile batteries out of the Middle East following last summer's strike on Iran's nuclear sites. Those could soon be returning. As for what the U.S. military options look like, experts say the president still has a lot of firepower in the Middle East, including an Ohio-class submarine capable of firing up to 154 Tomahawk missiles. Regime targets could include missile production and storage sites, oil refineries key to their economy, or some of the leaders themselves. How Israel decapitated Hezbollah.
The Israelis used cyber attacks to bring leadership together so that they could bomb and kill the leadership. So there are multiple tools that can be used in different ways to cause these very same kinds of problems to this regime.
And don't forget the pager episode. Do you remember the pagers that Mossad slipped into a regular shipment going to the Mossad, to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard leaders and the cell phones they were given? And they were timed for, you got a message, you hold it up to your face, what? Boom! They had to be worried about any communication they get. They had to worry about a carrier pigeon. It might be bringing a nuclear weapon to them. Yes, most of our naval might currently is in the Caribbean, around Venezuela. That can change, would take days, but we have plenty in place right now around Iran. Now, Gordon G. Chain, we have often on the program. He's an expert in China, and he knows the linkage that exists and is vital between Iran and China.
Clearly, the Chinese were violating sanctions by buying Iranian oil in great quantities, 80% last year, 90% the year before. So this is important. It's a demonstration of political will, and it's a test that President Trump is going to have to actually pass, because a lot of people are saying that he is going to flop on this. I don't think so.
No.
I think President Trump feels that this is important, and he's going to do what he does, and that is exert American power for the good of not only the United States, but the rest of the world as well.
Yep.
Iran could not have attacked Israel on October 7th through its three terrorist proxies without China's support, because it was not only the financial support, it was diplomatic support, propaganda support, and weapons support. You know, all three of Iran's main terrorist proxies have large quantities of Chinese weapons, which were delivered either through Iran and in some cases directly. So we've got to say that when Iran does something, we have to talk about China.
And we will. Not only talk, but in your face. On the home front, ICE raids continue. The leftists continue to battle them in the streets. They're willing to go and fight ICE to protect children, in the sense that they're not helping children and other Fed officers. there's a so-called media influencer, and what she has to say is sickening.
Whistleblower just leaked the personal data of 4,500 ICE agents in the biggest data breach the Department of Homeland Security has ever seen.
That's not whistleblowing. That's multiple federal felonies. Let's break this down. If that data comes from DHS systems, that's theft or conversion of government records. A felony. Up to 10 years in prison. If they access systems that they weren't authorized to or went beyond their job scope, that's computer fraud and abuse. Another felony. Up to 10 years in prison. If they disclose non-public government information they were entrusted with, that's another felony. Another 5 years in prison and a lifetime ban from federal employment. And if that leaking info causes fear, harassment, or threats against the agents or their families, that's interstate stalking. Up to 10 years in prison. Anyone who coordinated it, that's conspiracy. Anyone who knowingly amplified it, that's aiding and abetting. By the way, you amplified it. Calling it whistleblowing does not make it legal. No. Whistleblower protections do not cover doxing federal agents. About 70% of Americans support border enforcement. Around 60% support deporting illegal immigrants who commit crimes, which is exactly ICE's legal mission. Leaking and publishing agents' personal information is not activism. It's a federal felony.
It's a felony. And then they go after their families and their homes. Governor DeSantis in Florida says, I want you to keep something in mind if you think you're going to be able to carry out that kind of CRAP in our state.
I do know there was a woman who came out and assaulted one of our troopers. Let me just tell you guys, this is not Minneapolis. That is not going to end well for you in Florida. You have a right to go out there and criticize government policy. You can go out there and protest within, you know, obviously respected zones. But the idea that you're going to assault one of our troopers is unacceptable, and you are going to face consequences as a result of that.
And yet the left continues to make up so many stories. Congressman Raskin, it looks like ICE is recruiting white supremacists. And Governor Walz saying we're looking at having to deal with Confederate Democrats. We're going to deal with more of this in the second hour because these guys are full-blown Looney Tunes. Might as well get some popcorn ready. Might as well have some fun with it. But it's not so fun if you're going after ICE and federal agents' families in their homes while they're on the street doing their best to protect our nation. Coming up, a local woman, local girl, a German, I should say, a Jewish woman saying, I'm being attacked.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see us perfect.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Hello, my name is Michaela Mall. This is my father, AJ Mall. I'm 15 years old, and I'm a sophomore at Parkway Central High School in Chesterfield. Until eighth grade, I attended a private Jewish school where I was taught to have pride in my Jewish identity. Since attending a public school, I've seen and heard many anti-Semitic situations. On my first day at a public school, I overheard a conversation in which a student informed the teacher that one of his peers told him that he didn't like him because he was a Jew and a kike. A few months later, I had a classmate yelling F Israel and other anti-Zionist things at me and an Israeli student in the middle of class. As far as I know, the teacher did not report this. Then that same student went and told my friends about how I was a crazy Zio for over a year after that. I've had several classes with a student that messaged a peer of mine, I hope you die a worthless death, because he supported Israel. Some students were messaging in the Jewish Student Union group chat about their own experiences with anti-Semitism. I'd like to read you a message that was sent by a Parkway School student to one of my peers. Hitler was right when he wanted to exterminate this impure race. You are worse than the rapists of children, the murderers of black people, the thieves of the country, and the corrupt politicians, the worst human beings ever. You know what, really? The whole world hates you. Even the Americans, who are the stupidest group of people, realize that you are murderers. Anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism are essentially the same. There are 120 Christian states and about 50 Muslim states. So why is everybody so focused on the only Jewish state? How can Israel be accused of genocide when Hamas's number one goal is to kill all non-Muslims? Why does Israel receive so much hate when it's the only democracy and only safe place to be queer in the Middle East? When someone says that they don't hate Jews, only Zionists, it's just a loophole. This bill is necessary to ensure safety and equal education opportunities for all Jewish students. Thank you.
That is a very brave and enlightened young woman, Michaela Mull, in the Chesterfield School District area, St. Louis area. Her father, A.J. Mull, has a restaurant, been in business for some time. And would you stop and consider what she was saying? She sounds wise beyond her years, obviously, but she's still a child. And who wants to go on the assault against a child because of their religion or their standing? I mean, it defies explanation, at least in my end. My parents taught me tolerance. Did not have to really like anyone and everyone, but at least tolerance. And you didn't go mocking them and cursing them. this young woman has been subjected to more hate and hate speech and attitude and sneers and slurs than I think I have in my entire life. I grew up in West Texas. I pointed that out to you before. Redneck oil field worker, West Texas, and proud of it. We lived in a mobile home. We moved repeatedly. I didn't really have any friends. And I'll be very honest with you. What Catholic friends I had, they were of Mexican heritage. And they might have been actually still Mexican citizens just working in the state of Texas. They had a Bracero program then where they could come across, help plant the crops. They'd go back home, come back when the crops were ready, cultivate them, then go back home. But I had some that were very good friends. And I'm ashamed to admit, and maybe they were there and I just didn't recognize them, I didn't have any Jewish friends. I didn't know anyone who was Jewish. At least they didn't proclaim to be Jewish. But I knew the history, even at that young age, I knew the history of the Holocaust and what kind of barbarian, what kind of Satan would do what Hitler did to Jews simply because of their religion. Do you remember when our troops got inside Germany and went into those death camps and saw what they did, bones and skulls piled 8, 9 feet high, and the bodies they brought out, what they'd been done, mutilated in ways that were horrible to think about. And those who had survived, so emaciated, many of them died, they never did make it a few more days. We're about to be at the end of those who survived the Holocaust. They've either died of natural old age, thank goodness, as opposed to dying in the gas chambers. But I can't imagine other kids that think it makes them special to go after Mikhail Amol, as she was describing. She just wants to live her life. And in this country, you should be able to do that. So when I hear those on the left proclaim that Trump is a Hitler, I'm thinking, you have no concept of history. You have no understanding. You are so bent in your thinking that you would come up with a phrase like that. And the children of what they went through during that time, I'll share something with you. I think I might have told it before. If you heard it before, bear with me for those who haven't. When our first child was born, glad to have her, our little girl was so happy, but, you know, I think it's time to take mom out for a date, get away from the baby, and we had some friends who were willing to watch our child. Ironically, and if I use the name of the person, you would know them, but I'm not going to. They were Jewish. It didn't bother me leaving my child in the hands of a Jewish couple. I knew they were loving people. They would take good care of her. And we went to have dinner and then a movie. And there is where I made a terrible mistake. We had a nice dinner. We went to the movie. I thought I might be engaging. This is before Glenn Close has gone off on her wacko leftist views. But I do have one piece of praise for her in a moment. But the movie starring Glenn Close was Sophie's Choice. I had no idea what it was about. Had none. If you've seen it, you know. If you haven't, let me spare you the agony. Sophie's choice, she has a boy and a girl. And she is told by the German commander, one of your children can get on the plane and we'll go to the gas, the train and go to the gas chambers. The other one will be allowed to stay alive and maybe prosper. Which one goes, which one stays? No parent should have to face such a dilemma. She made the decision that the boy would probably have a better chance of surviving. She made the decision to sacrifice her baby girl. We left the movie early. I could not wait. You know, I'll be honest with you, I'm choking back a little bit here because I could not wait to get home and get my baby in my arms and hold her so tightly. Don't go see that movie. I did say there was one good thing I could say about Glenn Close and her recent acting. If you are aware of the J.D. Vance book, Hillbilly Elegy, and if you watch the movie, you might not recognize it at first, but his Meemaw, who is portraying his grandmother in Hillbilly Elegy, is none other than Glenn Close. Not glamorized in any way, and she fit the part perfectly. Still some of her political views I can do without, but I give her credit for her acting ability. Forget Sophie's Choice, but do see Hillbilly Elegy with her sharing or starring as his Mimi or Meemaw. And to her, he said, you know, my Meemaw loved God. She loved God, but she also loved the F word, and she does use the F word. Coming up, our story behind the story. A Russian missile, or rather Russian submarine with a ballistic missile goes missing, and the search is on.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can't afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
In early 1968, the Soviet nuclear ballistic missile submarine K-129 went abruptly missing near American waters off the coast of Hawaii. The Soviets were unable to locate their incredibly powerful machine, but the U.S. Navy did. And with the cooperation of the CIA and billionaire Howard Hughes, they launched Project Azorian to salvage the wreckage, resulting in one of the most impressive naval engineering feats of all time. Still, upon further examination of the remains of K-129, many experts concluded that the Soviet submarine apparently sank while attempting to launch a nuclear strike, an attack that would have dramatically changed the course of history.
That was speculation that the missile on board was to be used to fire at Hawaii. Again, I say that's speculation. We don't know for a fact. There are a lot of things we do not know about what happened with that submarine itself, K-129. It went down in 1974, sinking something about 1,500 miles northwest of Hawaii. The U.S. was pretty sure that's what had happened to it. We had at that point, unbeknown to the public in general, a sound surveillance system set up on the ocean floor in that region. It was part of the U.S. Navy's Cold War's anti-submarine warfare network, so we could listen to see if any subs were passing nearby. It was a secret network of underwater hydrophones designed to detect Soviet marines, submarines, especially the Soviets. And it was obviously vital to us at that point. We're in the middle of the Cold War, don't forget, at that point. And then we came up with the realization that something's gone wrong with one of their subs. The Russians would not comment on it, obviously. They did not want to acknowledge that they didn't have a ship that they should have had. They had radio contact with it repeatedly, and then it didn't respond. I'll come back to that later. But it's estimated on February 24, 1968, the Soviet Project 629 ballistic missile sub attached to the 15th Submarine Squadron took off on a, quote, routine missile patrol. That's the third time it was undergoing a sea trial. It had already been under other operations. Some modernization had taken place. On the first day, the sub cruised out to deep water, conducted a test dive, surfaced, and then embarked for its patrol station. The sub was to make standard radio contact with commanders when crossing the 180th meridian or when arriving on station. But the K-129 missed its designated check-in and then later did not respond to additional communication attempts. That was in Feb 1968. By April 68, many Soviet Pacific Fleet surface and air assets were all over the North Pacific, performing supposedly routine usual operations. Well, the U.S. Office of Naval Intelligence said, no, they're looking for that submarine. That diesel sub went down. Something happened to it. Now, these submarines did carry nuclear missiles. They were often within the range of our U.S. coast, and certainly in this case, within range of Hawaii. They spent weeks searching, and we were watching, and they did not get anything. So they were believing that the sub sank, and they pulled back and resumed normal operations and left the area. Therein lies a CIA story that started. They believed it was there, and they could recover the submarine. Well, how are you going to do that? First of all, you need a cover story. And the cover story, the best cover story they had was Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes was big on oil and mineral exploration. So they created a ship just for him to carry out additional efforts to find oil, minerals, things of that nature. By July 68, Operation Sand Dollar was underway from Pearl Harbor going to the wreck site. The Sand Dollar objective was to find and photograph K-129, if they could. But then they begin to realize, we think it's there. What are we going to do to get it? Can we raise it? That was the big issue. And then part of the issue is you've got to have some way to make it solid and maintain its position with the ocean current and waves where it wouldn't move. One requirement was to keep the floating base stable in position over a fixed point, 16,000 feet below the ocean surface. And then they came upon the Hughes Glomar Explorer arriving at the recovery site. Now, again, departing out of Long Beach, California, everybody was saying, this is just a Howard Hughes venture. He's going to go look for minerals and things of that nature that he thinks is there. Howard Hughes obviously knew what the story was, as did many of his top people. This ship was designed in such a way, it actually had a dry dock in the hull. By that, I mean they could open up the lower part of the hull. It would not sink the ship. And they could bring something into that lower part of the hull, close it off, drain the water away, and see what they got. So that's what they were trying to do. In the meantime, a Soviet ambassador began sending urgent messages back to the Soviet Navy warning, hey, I don't think they're looking for just oil and minerals. I think they have found our ship, and they're trying to get it. They're trying to raise it. Well, now finding it, locating it, being over the top of it, having a ship where maybe you can have some of the parts pulled to the surface was just the beginning. How are you going to get it to the surface and in how many parts? Soviet military engineers reevaluated their positions and claimed that highly unlikely, but certainly possible, the K-129 could be recovered. So they sent other ships back into the area at a safe distance to keep an eye on what the Hughes Glomar Explorer was doing. One U.S. Major General said, according to a briefing he got by the CIA recovery operations, the first effort to bring anything up had a catastrophic failure, and two-thirds of the already raised portion of the K-129 went back to the ocean floor. Lockheed and Hughes Global Marine employees working on their operations have several times they used their claws trying to grab the submarine, fractured as it was, and trying to bring it up. Now, you ever been in one of those games that you have the claws, you put your money in, and you're trying to use the claws to pick up a plush animal and get it to the drop zone where you can collect it? That's what they were doing, but obviously on a much higher, sophisticated, delicate, and dangerous situation. But they were convinced they could get some of it. A 100-foot section of the submarine did fall back to the seafloor. And only apparently a 38-foot bow section was raised. It was brought into the Glomar Explorer, into that cavern built under it. The doors were closed, the water pumped out, and they could see what they had. The recovered section did include two nuclear torpedoes. So it wasn't a complete failure. Six crewmen were also recovered. So there is more to the story, behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
In February of 1968, K-129 was tasked with her third patrol, and the top-secret mission was expected to be completed by May 5th. It's believed that the objective was to gather intelligence about American underwater listening posts in the Pacific. When the submarine departed on February 24th, it reached deep water, performed a test dive, and returned to the surface to check if everything was in order. K-129 then radioed the command post, relaying that everything was fine, and proceeded with the mission. As the submarine reached the 180th meridian and arrived at the patrol area, the crew made radio contact again. It would be the last time that K-129 radioed the headquarters. Almost a month after K-129 had departed, the Kamchatka headquarters became highly concerned. She had missed two radio check-ins and was ordered to break the radio silence. However, no response ever came back. Consequently, the Soviets concluded that K-129 had gone missing and immediately began assembling a search and rescue operation with air, surface, and underwater assets. The U.S. intelligence noticed the Soviet movements in the Pacific and attributed it to a submarine loss. They then requested a sound surveillance system, or SOSIS, to the naval facilities in the area to review acoustic records for any anomalies. Meanwhile, the Soviets did not find any trace of the submarine, called off the operation, and deemed K-129 lost with all hands.
Lost with all hands. And all of that taking part while we were still trying to decide, can we raise it? And what can we recover from it? There are a lot of stories surrounding this. And a lot of folks began to pick up word of it. And stories began to surface in one part from Seymour Hersh. President Ford was aware of it, obviously. Secretary of Defense Schlesinger. You had the White House Chief of Staff, Don Rumsfeld, at the time. And when the New York Times published a story, Secretary of Defense Schlesinger is quoted as saying, "This episode has been a major American accomplishment The operation is a marvel, technically, and maintaining security and secrecy. So at that point, it was confirmed, but still not a lot of information was being released publicly at that point. Time Magazine also did a piece on it, as did others. In fact, a movie built in part off of it is the Project Azorian in the book Red November, Inside the Secret U.S., Soviet Submarine War, 2010. When that sub went down, they still were not sure what caused it. Did something go wrong? Was the pressure too great? Was there a break in the hull or what? Time Magazine suggests the goal of even raising the submarine might have been a cover story for still another secret mission. I think what we were doing here was a big enough secret mission, but sometimes if you get an opportunity, you're going to seize it to try something else. I mentioned earlier, six members were recovered. Six sailors who had been on that ship. You should note this, and this is an important point. There was a recovery and burial at sea of the six bodies, but it was given to the Russian government at a later date. And so the story of the Soviet submarine with a ballistic missile and three nuclear warheads, lost, found, and recovered partially. Second hour still to come.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. so many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.